traumatized. With our fences destroyed, the poor girl was left stumbling around on her own, searching for water on our home block. Most of her flock had been burnt alive when a bushfire ripped through my farm 24 hours earlier. Bang, bang, bang. Without my knowledge or approval, the Department of Environment and Primary Industries had rolled up at first light and begun destroying my surviving sheep. Apparently, they can do that when your farm is declared part of a disaster zone. The sheep limped off to the side of the road. They'd find her soon. I gripped my wife Liz's hand and continued driving down our driveway towards our family home. Two chimneys and a pile of rubble were the sum total of a lifetime of possessions. Her wedding dress, teacups, the few last remaining photos of her late father, who had died 10 years earlier, butter knives, all of my baby son's clothes, all of his toys, everything was gone. Overhead, a TV news chopper hovered. Later, it would land amid our dead and dying animals, and a reporter would enter what remained of our private family home and kick through the still smouldering personal possessions that had made our little family us. At the time, I was used to fronting the nightly finance news.